It's time to catch up on what's happening in Cowal, not with Alan Zerner this month, but with Jasmine Piggott. Jasmine, welcome to Good Morning EP.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. I understand that the school has a fundraiser happening for a camp.
Yes, the Cowal Area School has got their Canberra Camp fundraiser happening, which is a Facebook online auction. So they've been putting lots of goodies up on their Facebook page for people to bid on to raise some money to help send the kids to Canberra.
That is certainly a very good cause. I'm looking at a very large load of firewood at the moment, which would be absolutely outstanding if anybody wants to bid on that. All you have to do is head on to Facebook, Cowal School Canberra Camp Fundraiser. And while we're on the topic of the school, I understand the library's open again.
Yes, yep. As of the 10th of August, the library is being able to open again. It had to close because of COVID. But yeah, they're opening their doors again. I think they're still going to continue their call and collect service, which you can call up and order your books and the ladies will pop them outside for you to come and collect. And they've also got a drop and wave service, which if you call up and order your books, they're happy to come for a drive around town and drop them at your front door and wave to you from a distance when you collect them from your front door. So, yeah, that's great that they're still continuing that.
It certainly is. And what's happening on the basketball front?
Well, with basketball season fast approaching, they've got a new committee this year to get the kids' basketball up and running again. So registration forms are available from the library for the kids to go and collect. For junior kids, junior and senior basketball to start soon.
I understand that the Parents and Friends group has the soup day on Friday.
Yes. Cowal Parents and Friends Group have got their annual soup day again, Friday the 13th. So that's from 11:30 to 2 p.m. in the supper room of the Institute. It's $8 for a bowl of soup and a bread roll and a piece of cake. And there's also tea and coffee there available. Obviously, COVID rules apply, so got to wear your mask in and social distancing and all that. But yeah, it should be a lovely day out to actually keep doing it this year, which is fantastic.
That certainly is what we're hoping for. And even though Cowal has the bye with sport this week, it's not the end of sport necessarily just yet.
No, not yet. So got the bye and then the week after, final start for us. So it's into the first semi and there's still quite a few football and netball teams in the finals, which is great. So they'll still be training on a Thursday night, which means the sports club is still open for meals on a Thursday night. Same thing, social distancing and masks required. But yeah, meals are still there. And then we get to host the preliminary final at Cowal, which will be a great day out. And hopefully we've still got a few teams in the final. So it will be good day out to come celebrate the season.
We certainly hope that Cowal do have a few teams left in the competitions by the time that we do get to preliminary final stage. Jasmine, thank you very much for filling in for Alan, and we may talk again next month. We may not. We'll have to talk to Alan.
Yeah, no worries at all. Happy to, help while he's away.